Mother's Day in 2023. I'm here just reflecting on a somewhat emotional weekend. It was kind of weird, but it was a very positive one in a good way. Spending time with my daughter, I was with her, and seeing the growth in her, seeing, even though she's still struggling with school and all of that, but I just see the gradual changes in her growing up as a person. And I don't know why, it was a moment where this weekend it was just full of good times. You know, she ended up going back to her mom's on Mother's Day, and they ended up going to a Broadway show. But the day before, I had her and I ended up taking her to a Broadway show myself, just somewhere else, somewhere we've never been. That's one thing I always try to do with her, is try to have her experience new things, but along the lines of something that she likes. And we ended up going to this place on the other side of town and ended up going there and we had a good time. And, you know, it's been very interesting because we've been talking and reflecting. And anyone that knows me knows I'm not a revisionist of history. I'm not a person that goes back and it talks about the good old days. I'm not really that person. But for whatever reason, these last 48 hours, it's been very reflective on that time, especially with my daughter being in my life. And just thinking back of all the memories and everything and experiences, and then just seeing her reflect on those moments too. And what happened was, after we had a great time in the theater, I had my ex reach out to me and say, hey, I locked myself out and I need some help with, you know, getting inside the building. And so I ended up driving over there, but you know, obviously I was with my daughter, and it was in the same facility where I lived many years with her. I lived with her for a few years. And she's always had fond memories of that apartment. I don't know what it is. It's something that place for her was a magical place that I never thought it was that amazing to her. It was because she always keeps talking about it. She always, and I don't know what it is. It's seeing how much it impacted her in an emotional way. It got me emotional as well. And it was weird. It was just weird to see, because we were there at my ex's just dropping off some keys because I had a spare for her. And then she goes, you know what, Dad? Can we stop by the old place? And I'm like, sure, we'll do that. And by the way, it's like real dark at night. So, you know, when you go to these apartment buildings, it's not like I can go in. It's not like I can take a walk around during daylight and just kind of reminisce. It was more of like, she just wanted to go there. And we went to the stairs because I lived in a second floor unit. Like, this is where I started my podcast, actually. And, you know, many years ago. And she just started crying because we were there through so many times. We were there through a hurricane. That's where I really reset again. You know, that's where I had my alone time. That's where we had our own little world, and that's where we went to Disney so many times. I would take her everywhere and everywhere. Once in a blue moon, she would have a friend. But it was so, it was her reaction to that place. It got me real emotional, because it made me feel like I was guilty. It's weird, because I explained to her the rationale of me leaving that apartment. Meaning that our apartment was too small. Like, I had a one plus a den. And I only got one plus a den because that was available at that time. And I wanted to move out when I was rooming with somebody before. And I ended up saying, you know what? I'm just going to get this one. She's small enough. And I know we only had an expiration date on that time because it was so small, you know. But I didn't know the kind of impact that would have in her life. And I guess seeing her miss it, seeing her reflect on her happiness there and how much she missed it, so much so that she got emotional about it, it really made me reflect on life. It made me reflect on the journey I've had with her. And it's just seeing her. I had to reset there. But just to see her like so happy, and it just seeing her, what all of this does for me is that I was able to create something that wasn't conventional to everybody's eyes, It wasn't, but she loved it. And for her to love it that much made me feel great. It made me feel like, okay, I did something right. And even though I cut it off, I felt guilty because I left the apartment because I was trying to do something good for my partner at that time. At the collateral damage of my daughter's current stability. And eventually, and I tell that to Jazz, I eventually had to move because I knew that she needed her own space, like her own room. Like that apartment didn't have that. That apartment only had her open area. It was just very small and very intimate. But she loved it. And then when she went to the door, it's like, you know, I remember when I put a snowflake up, and she's just telling me all these things. And I just was like, it's stupid shit like that. Just seeing how much she missed it. And I told her, you know what, Jazz, I'm going to try my best to go in there one day to see. Actually, I'm going to do that right now. And she's like, really? You promise? I'm like, I promise. I try to do my best. You know, it's hard to crash into old apartments and look at them. But I know she needs that last time. You know, she needs that. I never gave her proper closure. And I guess for me, that was the challenging part of it all. It was that part of me feels guilty and doing something for myself that was not for myself, but it was for everybody. But I put myself in that equation and I didn't consider her pain and her emotion as well. I thought I did. I just miscalculated. And I think that's what it is. And I told her that. And I told her that, you know, I made decisions with good intentions always. It was never about wanting to be selfish. It was trying to have a balance and trying to keep everybody's best interests at heart. And I think that's what I try to do. I think in everything I do, I try my best to do that. And I just felt like part of me feels like I failed her. Even though she says, you're okay, Dad. I just know my... I didn't... You know, you just realized, like, your child being sensitive to it. And she's sensitive to change. Especially when she likes a good thing happening. Like, she doesn't want to grow up. And I just reflect, you know, like, I saw a clip today. And it was just, like, a clip showing, like, how we're going to miss them leaving a mess. Like, how we're going to miss them being kids. And I already do. And it's weird because I never felt that before. You know, I'm like, I'm fucking all emotional on this thing. But I wanted to record it. I wanted to see. I wanted to feel it. And I wanted to hear myself with that emotion. But, you know, you just, as a parent, you know, that was a moment for me that I realized, man, like, this is big impact on her, you know. And I'm just so happy and lucky that I've had great experiences with her. And it's like, it was one of those that we were able to share a lot of things, and we were able to talk, and I feel that was a very magical thing. And I hope to keep building on it.